Hi, I'm Lorcan. I'm here with Anna on the youth media team at Féilte, and I'm with Cormac Cahill.
Can you tell us a bit about your panel discussion?
Okay, the panel discussion this morning was about digital technologies in schools in Ireland, what has worked, what hasn't worked, what we'd like to see in the future, kind of the funding, the training, the research side of things. So basically just speaking about how technologies are being used in schools throughout Ireland.
You mentioned how schools have different attitudes towards digital literacy. How do you break this down?
I think it's just some schools have a very progressive attitude towards it. They tend to be the leaders. They're the first to jump on a new technology when it comes in. They're the first to kind of trial out new things as well. Some schools will wait to see how others get on. And even within schools, you'll have a culture where some teachers will move ahead with technology, whereas others will wait again to see how things progress and how it works out before they'll take it on themselves.
You mentioned that while we are improving, Ireland is not yet at the same level of, say, America or the UK in digital things. So how do you think we can change that?
Yeah, I think that was mentioned in the discussion just about how we share resources. So teachers in the US and in the UK tend to share their resources much more readily and much more freely than Irish teachers do. So it's just about getting Irish teachers into the habit of creating digital resources and then sharing those with others. Within my own school, we share all our plans and our resources amongst all the staff, but it's even about taking that further and maybe sharing our resources with other schools around the country as well.
How do you see technology changing in our education system in the future?
That's a hard question to answer, because how will it change in the next week? One of the things I said is that every week I'm arriving in with another gadget or another shiny toy, as they put it, that I've found somewhere. I just feel that over the next few years, the most important thing we can kind of focus on is getting kids to be creative with it, so that it's not just about using technology, but it's what they're using it for. So using it to share their projects, share their work, share their stories, share their vision for the future even, and just trying to get them to become creative users of technology rather than passively sitting at home, like they probably are, playing games, surfing the net, watching YouTube videos, getting them to do that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.